Up first on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers hosts Illinois on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
And thank you guys for having us on. It's hard to believe that we're already getting close to the midway point of the season here with week six upon us. We are in the middle of a negative streak here that we've got to get stopped. Excited to get another opportunity here at home as Illinois comes to town. But we've got to start to play better and make some plays and play the way that we're capable of to have an opportunity to win. So excited about another chance to keep getting better because we are. And we got to play our best as Illinois comes to town, who's also a much improved football team. So with that, I'll go ahead and open up for any questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Hi, Coach. How do you prepare for Illinois' quarterback situation, given the guy that started the season is hurt?
Well, as you look at their quarterback situation, there are a lot of similarities between the two guys. I think what they're trying to do offensively fits their skill set. So I don't see a lot of differences in terms of what they do schematically based on who's at quarterback. One is obviously older, more experienced quarterback than the freshman. That's probably the only difference is the guy's ability to make plays and execute the offense. But, there's obviously unknowns when you play a team that's coming out of a bye week because things can change. They can add things. Some guys that have been out can be healthy. So there are a lot of unknowns going into this game against Illinois, but I don't see a whole lot changing offensively based on who's at quarterback.
Coach, tell me about Raheem Blackshear, what he's meant to you guys this year.
Well, Raheem is one of our best players. He loves the game of football. He practices the way coaches want players to practice. He's a playmaker. He can make plays out in space. He can run between the tackles, and we do a lot of different things to try to get the ball in his hands. And we like him a lot, and we lean on him a lot right now.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from James Crouch, NJ.com.
Hey, Chris. I know yesterday you discussed the linebackers having better run fits and that being a priority, but overall, I mean, how do you assess the linebacker play through five games?
I would assess it just like I do the rest of our defense. There's goods and there's bads. There's plays where there are run plays where we're good with our run fits. There's run plays where we're not. There are pass plays that we're good with our pass drops. There's pass plays that we're not. And it's kind of been the story of our defense so far this year that we've got to get fixed. Absolutely love our linebackers with Tyreek, Deontay Roberts, and Trevor Morse. Trevor and Deontay are guys that have played a lot. But we need to be more consistent, and they know that, and we're working toward trying to get that done.
And Illinois, they're tied for the conference lead in interceptions, like we've tied for the lead in pass defenses. How do you kind of prepare Art going into this week, knowing that they're such an active defensive secondary?
Well, when you look at their interceptions, I think it starts with them up front. They've done a good job of getting pressure. They've rushed the passer well. But they've done a really good job with ball disruptions, and that's what's led to the interceptions, more so than necessarily great plays in the secondary. I think a lot of it comes from the effort and the pass rush up front, and they've done a really good job with that. Roundtree's done a really good job. He's really developed as physically and as a player, and they've done a good job applying pressure and getting ball disruptions, and that's what you want. You want opportunities to get interceptions because of those things up front, and that's where it starts.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
Your next question is from Brian Fosica, 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Great.
So Naeem Anderson made his debut on Saturday. I'm just curious, what's his role going to be moving forward the rest of the season?
Probably about like it was on Saturday. We'll look at opportunities to have him help us on special teams. As he continues to develop and learn a position on defense, we'll see if he gets to the point where he can help us on defense. But right now, it's the primary focus will be trying to see if he can help us on special teams you know, he's obviously a late addition to our roster and to our football team, so he's way behind on a lot of things. But I really like the kid a lot. He's shown a real flash in practice, and with our depth issues and injuries that we've had at certain positions, we're trying to get him, you know, game ready if we can.
Just to follow up, was he officially ruled eligible last week? Did he get a waiver? Just how did that come about?
I can't remember the exact date that he was ruled eligible. It's something that our compliance office has been working on, and you know, I just have them update me when things, the process is done. So I don't have an exact date that I could give you of when he was ruled eligible.
Thanks, Chris.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is a follow-up from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Coach, can you take me through your Friday routine at home, kind of what you guys do, and maybe how that developed over the years?
Friday routine?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Well, we got two different routines based on whether we're home or away. I'll just give you our
right, for home, right.
We bring our players over in the afternoon. We actually start, we have a group of players that go visit the Children's Hospital, and then we start with player meetings in the afternoon. We have position meetings, unit meetings, special teams meetings. I have a team meeting to review the schedule and go through our keys to victory and our thoughts on the game. Then we go do a practice, and you know, something I took from my time at Ohio State, we call them brotherhood games. Feel Good Fridays, we have a little fun with the guys for a few minutes, and then we lock in and go through a cleanup review on Friday practice of special teams and offense and defense. And then after that, we go to the hotel. We have our team dinner at hotel. We have very short meetings at the hotel. Then we have a lot of brotherhood time on Friday nights before we go to bed and do our bed check. And then we get up, and it's kickoff time on Saturday. But you know, my approach to what we do on Friday night, you know, is a combination of things that I've been exposed to through my career. A lot of it comes from my time at Ohio State with Coach Meyer, and some of it's from when I was at Wisconsin. It's kind of a combination of both, but I really liked what we did at Ohio State, and I've kind of modeled some of it after that. I'm not sure if that answers
Thanks,
your
Coach.
Question.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yep.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, thank you.